Greetings. I'm Bill Trike, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Kendrick Gordon, or Rick Gordon, who is director of the Office of Statewide Broadband for the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. And Rick is here today to talk to us about the upcoming statewide broadband grants and funding. So, Rick, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I know you're busy, and we appreciate it because this is a great program that's coming up. First of all, could you tell us a little bit about the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development, please?
Sure. So the Department of Housing and Community Development is primarily a funding agency, and we have programs that try to increase the affordability of housing. We revitalize communities, and, of course, we try and expand access to high-speed internet within our programs.
Mm-hmm.
The DHCD website has some of the missions and things that you can get into more detail on the housing-related aspects. My subject area is, of course, the broadband program.
Right, right. How can someone find out more information about the department?
So the easiest way is to do a Google search on Maryland Department of Housing, and you'll end up at our opening landing page. I could read out the entire address, but that is just everybody understands Google. And all of our information is there, and it's actually a fairly usable website. We're proud of it.
Great, great. And phone number, please?
301-429-7400. Is the main phone number.
Okay, great, great. Thank you. Now, we're, of course, most interested in the statewide broadband program, but before we do, what's your background? I guess you're director of the program, so you're supposed to make everything work, right?
Sure. So, I mean, my background, before starting here, I had 22 years of engineering. I was a municipal engineer. I worked in commercial industrial site development, and then starting in about 2008, I started working for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Utilities Telecommunications Division, and that division is responsible for expanding modern telecommunications into rural areas, including
wow.
Rural. I was there for about 8 years. In 2017, the governor created an executive order to create the Office of Rural Broadband. And in 2018, Secretary Holt, the Secretary of Housing and Community Development, was tasked with creating and getting this office up and running. And he hired me to oversee the office and to run the programs.
Great. How's it been going?
It's been going well. There's been really good support from the governor and legislature. We've had funding, and I mean, our first grants were offered in the spring. They were offered about a month after I took charge of the office. We had a budget, and we immediately went to work. So, you know, to date, we're somewhere around $200 million in funding that we've put out the door for various programs.
Wow, that's wonderful. Now, today, though, it's the Office of Statewide Broadband. So what's your mission and what are your objectives?
So when we expanded, and Office for Rural Broadband was just that. We focused on rural broadband access.
Uh-huh.
When the state law was passed, the Digital Connectivity Act of 2021 for Maryland, it expanded our overview into not just broadband deployment and making sure that everyone had access to the internet. It also expanded our work to include what's called digital equity and digital inclusion. And digital equity is the making sure that everyone can afford the broadband service. And then digital inclusion is making sure that everyone understands what broadband is, how to use it, and how to take advantage of the opportunities that it provides.
How will the program work?
as I mentioned, we've been actively working on the access issue for quite a while, since 2018. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so we bit our teeth on providing grants for access. And once the office was expanded to include equity and inclusion, it was a fairly, I won't say easy process, but it was an easy transition into also providing funding for equity and inclusion. We immediately created a service subsidy program called the Maryland Emergency Broadband Benefit that partners with a federal program called the Affordable Connectivity Act, where the federal program provides $30 a month in a service subsidy for eligible households, and then we provide another $15 a month for those same eligible households. So if your broadband cost in your eligible household, if it costs $45 or less, it's essentially free. The program that was just announced by the governor, the $30 million laptop device program, we're going to be providing somewhere between 140 and 150,000 laptops to eligible households. The idea being many of these households without a device that's usable, that they could be using their cell phone to try and apply for a job. They could be using their cell phone to try and look at their children's grades and help them with homework. The idea is giving them this device will allow them to expand their broadband use and make better use of the service.
Very essential in 2022 and beyond, absolutely. Let me ask you, would somebody apply directly to your office?
So no. I certainly can. I don't have the staff to be able to directly service 140,000 people.
I would imagine.
what we're going to do, and yeah, this is just part of our partner. We've developed some really strong partnerships with jurisdictions as well as some nonprofits over the years of our activity. And what we're going to do with this program is we're going to offer these devices as a grant to the local jurisdiction. And then each local jurisdiction will develop their own distribution method. There will be eligibility checks to make sure that we provide it to the proper end user and such. But really, we've relied on and leaned on those jurisdictions over the years to help us implement. And this is one more that we're going to rely on them. But they will actually be responsible, and they'll bring in partners. It could be the libraries, it could be some local nonprofits who will do the actual work with the people that they work with day in, day out.
Right. For our listeners that have their ears perked up, either for themselves or for their relatives or for their friends, about who would be eligible for the program?
So
I know. I can imagine local jurisdictions could set some rules, but since it's federal money, right, at least partially federal money, there must be some limit that they've set, huh?
Sure. So it's basically any household who is earning less than 200% of the federal poverty guidelines, which are published, would be eligible. So that means if you are a SNAP recipient, if your child's enrolled in the school lunch program, if you're on Medicaid, all of those programs are set based on that federal poverty guideline. So if you're enrolled in any of the federal assistance programs, you would be eligible for one of these devices.
Great. And for, let's say, in Baltimore.
So in Baltimore, actually Baltimore City has already contacted us. They are very interested in the program. When we were doing some of our stakeholder meetings to try and establish how this program would work, they were involved in some of the original stakeholder meetings to make sure that they would be set and ready for the program. and we're really looking forward to working with them on it.
Great, great. And I know that I know the mayor is very interested, and I'm sure that that the information will get to the right folks.
Yeah, and we have contacts in every jurisdiction that we start with when we have these programs. We'll send out a direct communication to our contacts at the jurisdiction level to make sure that they're aware of the program. And we'll also have a stakeholder meeting that the jurisdictions will be invited to, where we'll go over and answer questions about the program as the application process starts.
Uh-huh. Great. So I guess, excuse me, I guess for our listeners who are interested in trying to make sure that their jurisdiction applies and participates, they should start talking to their contacts in government right now to try to make sure that they do, right?
And I would agree with that and encourage that. We've had really good participation from the jurisdictions on all of our programs. So I have little doubt that they won't jump at this. But
good.
There are things the jurisdictions are responsible for. So we need to make sure that they're on top of it and that they're actively engaged.
Right, right. Indeed. Let's see. So finally, any guesstimate as to when?
So we hope to open the application period to the jurisdictions very shortly, probably in the next week or two. And we'll accept applications from them probably through mid-December. And we look at late winter to be when the devices would be available for distribution. So I call it first quarter of 2023.
Oh, that's great. That's a quick turnaround. That's good.
Yeah, since we already have the contract with the vendor, that sets everything up. So all the vendor's waiting for is for us to tell them where to start shipping devices.
Great. Wonderful. So folks that are interested need to get on it and get talking to folks. Okay. Let's see. Unfortunately, though, we're just about out of time, Rick. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please, for DHCD and for your particular part of it?
Sure. So the website for the department is dhcd.maryland.gov, and for the broadband office, it's dhcd.maryland.gov/broadband. We're pretty easy. We have an email address, OSB, Office of Statewide Broadband, so osb.md@maryland.gov. Phone number was 301-429-7400. And we also have some social media on Twitter at Maryland at MD Housing, and we have a Facebook.
Remember, if you are a victim of discrimination, say in finding an apartment, getting a mortgage, being unfairly passed over for a job at work, or being told we don't rent to you people, don't just take it. File a complaint. Call the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights at 410-767-8600 or 1-800-637-6247 or go to mccr.maryland.gov. If you need training in fair housing, call the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights at 410-767-8600, Español Marca El Dos, or 1-800-637-6247, or go to mccr.maryland.gov on the net, or call me at 410-929-7640. Unfortunately, though, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Rick Gordon, who is Director of the Office of Statewide Broadband for the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development, for being our guest today. Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome, Bill, and thank you for having me.
Certainly. My pleasure. And keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.